2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Step to the road rage. We are back. Hey, Ramona, I saw this. I don't know what it was. It was a photo. A photo is what it was. It's a, you know, a cartoon-like photo that I think was created by somebody named Spurs Up. It looked like that's what it said in the tiny little letters in the corner. But it was Mike Bobo as the Grim Reaper.
Oh, no, really?
It was Mike Bobo as the Grim Reaper, and there were four doors. There was Georgia, Colorado State, South Carolina, and Auburn. Uh-huh. And the first three doors, Georgia, Colorado State, and South Carolina, the first three doors were opened, and there was a trail of blood.
Oh, no. Blood. No, that's not right. Leading
from the doors, and Bobo was knocking on the Auburn door.
That's pretty good. I like that.
It is. It's pretty good.
You tweeted that?
I think I did. Yeah, I think I retweeted that. Yes, I'm virtually sure I did. Yes. Yes, I did. Go find that.
That's funny. I like that.
Yeah. This is well done. Mike Bobo is the Grim Reaper. Billy, how are you?
Hey, man. What's going on?
How you doing, Billy? Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks, man. Thanks for letting me in to get to talk to Ramona for a minute. Welcome back for the new year. First time calling in. Usually I murderize the text line with voice to text and it never comes out right. I was calling because I've been thinking about this Urban Meyer gig. He ties too much to Ohio State for me personally, and I'm trying to think he's mixing in with one of our Clemson boys with Trevor Lawrence. But I go back to the championship game that they played against each other where Clemson shut them out 31-0 and Trevor was the freshman quarterback, and all the news could talk about was that was the worst beating that Urban Meyer had in his collegiate career as a coach, and it came from Trevor Lawrence. So when Trevor and those get together, Jacksonville, if it's head coach quarterback scenario, is Trevor going to have that little wry smile? Because in the interview after the game, Urban Meyer at the outside, the locker room door, everyone's always sad because they took a butt whipping from the Tigers. Urban says, "This will never happen again." That was the last thing he said. He turned and walked away from the camera. And so Trevor Lawrence is the one that laid that on him with the big Tigers and just wonder if you get a little wink and a nod every time he has to think about the Clemson Orange.
Hey, I don't know, Billy, but, you know, I think that I have a feeling that if that winds up being the marriage, you know, one thing we all got to remember is even though these guys have roots and they come from somewhere, their ultimate goal as players is to play professionally, and I think it actually will be a really good fit for him. I mean, people were very concerned about the Deshaun Watson fit in Houston and everything that ensued. I think this actually will be a really good situation for Trevor based on Meyer's background as a collegiate coach and his experience with younger players and everything that the franchise has to offer in terms of draft picks and cap space and all that stuff. So, I get your point.
With Trevor, you got somebody coming in, though, that's he's seasoned beyond his years, so that's going to be a nice fit to be able to work with somebody that's already got some pro potential with his arm and his reading skills as far as the defenses and whatnot are concerned. But I don't have any doubt that they'll be successful together. It's just me being that long-time Clemson fan. Ever since I knew what the color orange was, I've been a Tiger fan. So, but the Ohio State thing has always kind of been a stick in the saddle. And I've never, ever pulled for anything the Crimson Tide had to do except for last Monday night when they beat Ohio State, because I've got plenty of people that I'd have to listen to for a year about that. So that worked out perfectly. But great show, man. Enjoyed it. Thanks for taking my call. And
thank you, Bill.
Have a good week. Have a good week, man. See you.
Thank you, Billy. Appreciate the call. And by the way, you know, I didn't. Did you hang that up, Ramona? Are you there, Ramona? Okay. He has his years a little off, but, you know, his point was the same, so I just let him go. But, you know, because it wasn't Trevor who beat Ohio State 31-0. That was Deshaun. You know, Trevor wasn't on that team. But the rest of it was right. I mean, I think his thought process was right. Tess says, what's your opinion on Bill O'Brien going to Bama? you know, I just looked at the text line. There are a number of Clemson fans trying to explain to Billy that.
Oh, they are. And Billy, Billy's a texter. He'll be okay.
Yeah, he'll be okay. He'll be okay. His timeline's a little off. I can understand. I can understand. You know, you're in national championships now and playoffs every year. So I guess it's easy to get it confused, the years. But that was actually Deshaun Watson versus JT Barrett. And JT Barrett was a big factor in that game from a negative standpoint, because he couldn't throw a forward pass. And remember, which Clemson defender was it? One Clemson defender, I can't remember who it was, said before the game that basically JT Barrett can't throw. I don't remember who said that, but it's the kind of bulletin board material you don't normally want. But there was a Clemson defender before that game who said JT Barrett couldn't throw, and he was right. He was 100% right. So it was just the truth of the matter. There was a play in that game. I have to think about that game a little bit. There were a couple balls Deshaun threw in that game that could have been picked that weren't. But that was a game that Clemson was completely dominant. Ohio State had a chance or two to score, but for the most part, they did not move the ball, and they did not really come close to scoring. JT Barrett just wasn't any good. He was really limited in what he could do. Remember, when Barrett first started his career at Ohio State, he looked like a really good player. He could certainly run, but he had arm strength. And then he hurt his shoulder. And from the time he hurt his shoulder to the end of his career, he was never the same. He still put up stats, but everyone knew he couldn't throw a football 40 yards, and Clemson knew that. It was J.R. Johnson. It was. Yep, it was Johnson. You're 100% right. Two people knew that. You're 100% right. It was Johnson. Johnson said. You know, again, you don't see much of that. You're about to play a national championship game, and I'm sure Dabo Swinney wasn't thrilled with that at the time. But even though it was true, it was 100% honest analysis. Johnson was 100% right. He said, "You don't normally go into a playoff game though and say, you know, hey, the other quarterback can't throw a football 40 yards." Those weren't his exact words, but it was the gist of it. They can't throw the ball vertically, and he couldn't. And so the field was compressed, and Clemson knew that, and that's how that game played out. But that's who it was. That game was Deshaun over JT Barrett. Tested the fact that Ohio State held Clemson at 31. That game is amazing, considering the offense sucks. Yeah, it was a complete whitewash. I have multiple people asking me about Bill O'Brien. And how that's going to work out. Obviously, there's a sentiment here about Bill O'Brien for a whole number of reasons, but Saban has continuously recycled coaches, and most of it has worked out pretty well. O'Brien's not a dumb guy, so this is not going to be tracking back to the past. Alabama's not going to reinvent themselves and go backwards. So I think that Saban obviously has a relationship with Bill O'Brien that extends way back. I think what Saban is going to tell Bill O'Brien is, look, we want to keep doing the same thing we're doing. That's what he's going to tell him. Here, you know, we're hiring you to do the same thing we're doing. Now, the problem for Bill O'Brien is that he's lost a lot of talent from this year's team. Let me get Tim and Easley on. Tim was on hold yesterday, wasn't he? Tim, how are you?
Hey, you're doing great, Walt. Thanks for getting me back in here.
Thank you, Tim.
Jump in and out. So, I want to reflect a little bit on what you were talking about yesterday. But before I do that, I want to have a conversation with you another day about this quarterback thing you were talking about with Tua and Herbert, because you and I are so in sync, and I've been preaching it for months, especially with my son-in-law. But, yeah, that'll make for a good conversation. People are crazy. But it's funny you mentioned Herschel Walker, because I'm telling you, that trade yesterday the Houston Rockets made was right along the lines of that Herschel Walker trade. I think Houston is going to come out smelling like a rose on this.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, you know, it's funny because – we never really talked about that from the Houston perspective, but yeah, go ahead, lay your case out, Tim, because I think you're 100% right. I think Houston actually is the team that won the trade at the end of the day.
Well, Victor Oladipo is a very nice player. Exum's pretty good, and I have four first round draft picks and some swaps. I mean, this is like gold. And second of all, I don't see Kyrie Irving making it through the year with Brooklyn. So I just think Houston stole this entire trade.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get to hear any radio today. I heard like 2 minutes of Kelly and Kwok at some point, and I think it was Kelly who suggested that Kyrie Irving could join the monkhood. See, and you know what? That's possible. You know, remember how Ricky Williams basically decided to just go and have his own weed party, a one-person weed party, and just check out a football? Yeah, I mean, Kyrie right now is the most unpredictable athlete in sports. I mean, Kelly was absolutely right. We have no idea what he will be doing tomorrow, whether he will just quit altogether. You'd also not have any idea whether how he'll react to the James Harden thing, whether he was even contacted, whether they even knew where to contact him to see what his feelings were. So, no, I mean, look, all I know about that team is I believe in Kevin Durant. I think Durant is one of the greatest players I've ever seen. Those other two guys, I don't believe in either one of them. I mean, first of all, you have to guard somebody. And I don't think either one of those two guys can guard anybody, Kyrie Irving or James Harden.
Exactly. They can't play defense, and I'm with you on Durant. I'll throw something out real quick and then hang up and listen, because my analogy is a smaller scale, but who won the Jamal Adams trade?
Well, I think the Jets did, and I thought so at the time.
They look brilliant now.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Jamal Adams. I think he's overrated. He's a box safety. He's not good in coverage. People talk about him all the time, talk about how great he is, but they don't really understand the way the game is being played. That's why the Jets dumped him. You know, they chose him with the sixth pick. Jamal Adams would have been great if the year was 1985, but it's not. It's 2021. It's not how the game is played anymore. and he's not good in coverage and never has been. And you need safeties now who can cover, not who can tackle at the line of scrimmage, because unless you're playing like the Titans, no one's playing that game anymore.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. The Jets, they really look like that was a brilliant move, and Jamal Adams has got mud on his face. But anyway, that's what I wanted to get in on, Walt. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. Excellent job. Thank you. Excellent job. Let me squeeze Robert from Anderson in here for the break. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to ask you a question. I haven't been able to listen a whole lot. Whether you could maybe get some commentary, and what do you think the games will be like this weekend, and who you think will win sometime, if you could, please?
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to cover the NFL games in depth. We'll get to that in a little bit. I want to take a look back because I still haven't really covered the five games from last weekend, just based on the way this week has gone. But I'm going to discuss all of that. It's going to be part of the upcoming conversation. I think we're in for some really, really intriguing games. I think there's some major questions about many of these teams. There are injury questions. The alleged favorite, the Kansas City Chiefs, I think have all sorts of questions entering this game with Cleveland, most notably what I would call the deterioration of Patrick Mahomes in the last four or five games of the season in terms of how he played and why he played that way. This is something we've discussed. I discussed it after the Atlanta game. I thought the Atlanta game was one of the worst performances by Mahomes I've seen in his career. Again, he has become infatuated with his ESPN image, and the question is, in regard to Kansas City, will that be their undoing? Because it would have, should have, could have been against the Atlanta Falcons. His mechanics against Atlanta were atrocious. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Red Rage.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Dining out can be a challenge, but at Joe's New Yorker Pizza, your safety and comfort is important. We clean and sanitize regularly, and we've chosen to remain at 50% capacity with all our staffs wearing masks. Come to our Clemson or Seneca Joe's New York Pizza to enjoy pizza, meatballs, calzones, salads, and of course, the sauce. We look forward to serving you and your family in the safest way possible. In person, curbside, or to go. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Clemson, Seneca on 123.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
It's bow time. Years from now, you'll tell your grandkids, back in my day, we could get two zesty, made-from-scratch Bojangles sausage biscuits for just $2.50. And then your grandkids will say, it's bow time.
Winter weather is here. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree limbs leave you in the dark. Be prepared. With a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators. Your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit them online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Recapping the headlines from yesterday and looking at what's coming up today. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekday mornings on The Roar.
A gypsy wind is blowing warm tonight. The sky is starlit and the time is right. And still you're telling me you have to go. Before you leave, there's something you should know. Yeah, something you should know, babe. I've seen you smiling in the summer sun. I've seen your long hair flying when you run. I've made my mind up that it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. On my Twitter feed. Where is it? JR writes me and says, JR is a Clemson and Raider fan. He writes, oh no, well, NFL Live is currently talking about Urban Meyer might take Justin Fields number one. Okay. Let me say this, all right? These organizations like NFL Live and anything of the sort, they have to sell hits and storylines and suspense and that type of thing. I think it's become clear in the last 24 hours that that is not the case. I think we've seen a lot of reporting that says Urban Meyer is already embracing Trevor Lawrence and the notion of Trevor Lawrence. So I think that's a done deal now. I think that that was possible in consideration for from where Urban Meyer was coming and the Ohio State ties and everything else and the type of offense that he ran collegiately. But I think when you really, if you're actually listening to what's being said from sources around Urban Meyer, et cetera, I think it becomes increasingly clear that that is not going to happen, that this deal is being orchestrated through Shahid Khan ownership. And the next step is the GM. And the way this is going to work is, again, there are some that might think this is backwards, hiring the coach before you hire the GM. But it may not be, because first of all, they may already have their GM in-house in Trent Baalke. I think it seems more and more likely to me with each passing minute that that's what it's going to be, that they're going to retain Baalke as the GM and that they're basically already committed to the notion of those two guys working together. If that's not the case and they don't retain Baalke and they go with one of the five other candidates they've interviewed, and again, the pool of candidates for high-ranking GM jobs from minority black candidates has never been bigger. And Khan interviewed, or they've interviewed, five black candidates. In fact, the only white candidate is actually Baalke, the one who holds the job right now. The question is, will he retain the job? But my guess is this, and what I'm hearing from Jacksonville people, is that Urban Meyer is basically going to have a final say in this. Meyer's going to have control, and he's going to have a say in who the GM is. So I don't know which of these guys it will be, whether it'll be Baalke or any of the other five candidates, but Khan is going to make sure that they have an established relationship, a relationship where these two guys can work together for the common good. I sense a lot of good stuff going on in Jacksonville right now for the first time in a long time. And so I think that's how it's going to play out. Let me address a couple of these South Carolina questions that I've been asked about. I was asked about Gunnar Stockton. Shane asked me about Gunnar Stockton last night. And his question was basically, and Shane's a Gamecock fan, but his question was basically, is he really a five-star player? And I don't think he, it didn't come off as, you know, bitter that he was going to Auburn. It's just, Shane's very familiar with the program. He's watched all of his games. You know, the family's friends, the wide receiver and the team, et cetera. So I had watched Gunnar Stockton play the one game that was broadcast, the one big game that was broadcast. And so I went back and I watched his film last night in response to Shane's question. Because when you people ask me things, I try and do what I can to make the evaluations. And you know, I think he has sort of an interesting point. I don't know that he's your, what I would think of as a prototype five-star in that typical high school evaluation grading system. He's about 6 feet tall. I don't know what they list him at. I think they list him at 6'1". I'm not sure he's 6'1". I'm not quite honestly, I'm not exactly sure what side of the 6 foot mark he's on. But he's thick. I mean, he's even thicker than a guy like Sam Howell. Howell is the closest guy I could think of in terms of who he resembles. Howell is built similarly. Howell is probably 6'2". I don't know what they list Howell at. But I went back and watched Hal's film as well from high school in thinking about that possible comp. And Stockton is a good athlete. He's a tough kid. He's a lot like Howell in that Howell thought he was bulletproof when he came to college. You know, he ran a lot in high school. He was big, strong. He's bigger, stronger than most of the players that he was playing against. But when he got to the college level, he realized, and I think in relatively short order, although he was a little stubborn about it, that he just couldn't keep absorbing those type of hits because he was extending plays, but he was extending plays almost aimlessly and spinning into big-time knockout blows. And I don't care how big you are, how tough you are, no one's going to survive that, especially at that position. And so they had to get Howell to settle down a little bit in that regard, get him to slide, get him to hit the ground, get him to stop taking so many hits. This kid's going to take a lot of hits early because he thinks he's bulletproof too, maybe even to a higher degree than Howell did. So, look, I wouldn't be surprised to see him really take some vicious hits early in his playing career because of his style of play. Now, in terms of his arm strength is pretty good, especially for a 6-foot type quarterback. There's evidence on film of him throwing the ball 60, 62, 63 yards with some accuracy. A distinction, I think, between Howell and Stockton is I think that Howell's mechanics, which weren't always great, were significantly more consistent than Stockton's. Stockton is throwing the ball from a lot of different arm platforms and positions, and I don't think it's necessarily advisable at this point in his career. I think he needs some grooming, and I think he needs to work on mechanics. You know, one concern I have about a lot of young quarterbacks now is everyone models themselves after someone, and the biggest name in football right now is Patrick Mahomes. And so every quarterback who plays now wants to do the things that Patrick Mahomes does. Well, you aren't Patrick Mahomes, and you shouldn't be focused on that. You should be focused on consistency and mechanics and repetitive motion and the same release point and these type of things. If you're capable of the rest, it will come in time. So I think Gunnar Stockton is a little bit of a wild child in that regard. He has a little bit of Favre in him, too, in that he will try and make some far off-schedule plays. Not just off-schedule, but, like, far off-schedule. And he'll try, you know, and do a lot of these things, you know, shuffle passes when he's being tackled, you know, throw the ball out by any way possible, right hand, left hand. You know, he's that type of kid. Now, that also is going to have to be tamed down a little bit, I think, collegiately, reined in a little bit, because the end result is you're going to have turnovers there. He's a, you know, Robert in Georgia was right about one thing that he said about him. I think there is a little bit of cockiness or arrogance. You know, it's how that plays out. I also listened to him interviewed to give you a full appraisal, and when you listen to him interviewed, he sounded a little different. He sounded just like a pretty competitive kid who seemed like he was polite to opposition, etc. So that's his situation. In terms of how I would evaluate him based on the grading system that is utilized to grade these high school kids, in other words, the typical 3-4-5-star thing. I think Shane makes a valid point. He's not a player that I would immediately label as a 5-star talent. I think 5-star talents are reserved for players that better fit the prototype. I think he's, you know, 4.5 stars maybe, 4 stars, 4.2 stars, something like that. So I think there was something to what Shane is saying. I think he's He's a little bit of a wild child. He has some ability. You're going to have to cultivate it. I think you're going to have to work with him on mechanics a little bit. Because as I said, I think his arm platform, his arm angles, his throwing motion is all over the place. He does have an it factor. I do think that. I think he's a hyper-competitive kid. Just like Howell was a hyper-competitive young player at the collegiate level now. So I think that's where you are with him. And again, I don't think Shane was asking that, you know, like when Georgia fans had, you know, one of the funniest things I ever remember, Rona, was when Derrick Henry was originally committed to Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And Georgia fans were all talking about Herschel Walker and Derrick Henry's Herschel Walker. As soon as Derrick Henry decommitted from Georgia and committed to Alabama, I swear as God's my witness, I was on radio, the Georgia fans all, like they had all read the exact same material that they were supposed to unleash. They all unanimously started saying, he's not a running back at all. He's a linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
We don't care that
they
we lost
that.
Him. Yeah. Yeah, we don't care that we lost him. And then I watched him play in the U.S. Army All-American game, and I came on that next day, and I said, you're watching one of the most physically dominant running backs the game has ever seen. And I said, if you think he's playing linebacker, you're insane. I said, I don't care what his size is. I don't care that he's 6'5", 250. I said, the kid was born to be a running back. And I said, that's what he's going to be. But no, the Georgia people flip-flopped on that like a carp on hot tar. As soon as Henry decommitted from them, he went from being Herschel Walker to being, he's just a linebacker anyway. That's not what Shane was doing. Shane was just, no, I mean, was he feeling a little bit better because he left? Probably, but I don't think that was his rationale. I think he'd been having these thoughts for some time. And again, he wasn't suggesting the kid was a scrub. He was just saying, you know, does he look more like a 4-star than a 5-star? And I would say yes. I think he's probably closer to that. I think he needs a little work to get him to where you're going to need him to be. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
Feel the wind with a Tohatsu high-power outboard motor from McCurry's Outboard Repairs. Reliability, dependability, and simplicity is what you get in a Tohatsu high-power outboard motor available from 75 horsepower to 250 horsepower. Tohatsu, the oldest commercial outboard motor builder in the world since 1956 with a 5-year factory warranty. See your local Tohatsu dealer. McCurry's Outboard Repairs at the Greenville Boat Show, January 28th through the 31st. Call 225-8704.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Winter weather is here. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree limbs leave you in the dark. Be prepared. With a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit them online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Until you've been beside a man, you don't know what he wants. You don't know if he cries at night. If you don't, when nothing comes easy, old nightmares are real.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We are back. By the way, I should note at this point in the program that Bob Seger is alive and well. Because that's what Ramona asked me when I said, you know, I gave her some songs this morning to play, and she said, He died? I said, no.
Well, that's because we already had him in the thing, and all of a sudden you're like, I want to play this Bob Seger. So I thought, oh, my God, he died now.
No, he's good.
So, okay.
I mean, last time I checked, I mean, it's 4:45, so it's still relatively early in the day. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You get in, and join the conversation. So no, my expectation now, and I think we'll hear word on this shortly, is that Urban Meyer takes over in Jacksonville. I would lean toward Baalke stays the GM, although that's going to be up to Urban Meyer, and there are 5 other potential candidates for that opening, or I guess 4 now, because one is off the book, and 2 will probably be off the book soon, because I would expect Fontenot now to go to Atlanta. That'd be my expectation. I think what happened is, and this is my best guess on this situation from everything that I've been able to tell, but I think Atlanta was very interested in Brad Holmes, but I don't think Brad Holmes was as interested in them. And Holmes has wanted to be a GM. He's the director of college scouting for the Rams. Now he is going to be the GM for the Detroit Lions. That was announced earlier today. So some of these positions are starting to fill up. And again, from a hiring practice standpoint, a lot of these GM positions, a lot of these 6-7 open GM positions are going to be filled with minority with black candidates. So there is some change afoot in the National Football League because all of these top, all of the top candidates, honestly, all of the top candidates, the vast majority of the top candidates for these GM jobs are black. I mean, the Falcons came down to three black finalists. The Rams, other than Balky and House, came down to five black finalists. So these openings for these GM jobs are going to be filled by black candidates. So there is some change starting in the National Football League. Georgia Greg. Greg, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you doing?
Good, Greg. Appreciate you getting in.
Good. Yeah. I did not realize that Ramona had turned the page on Bob Seger. That's unfortunate that she did that.
That was lame.
That's cute there, Greg.
I hope you
didn't call for that.
I didn't. I was just on hold and heard it, and I said, I got to throw that out there.
I would play Turn the Page. It's just too slow.
It is very slow. This, I love the song. The
saxophone. Oh, it's a great song. It's a great song. Yeah. It's just not for rejoin.
No, I got you. Yes. So, you know, I said I was going to call a couple weeks ago now, anticlimactic about the game. It really was before because, with the injuries to Ohio State and the players out and the first, series, the running back went out. So it wasn't the same game that we thought. I thought it was going to be a shootout. I just felt like Alabama had been more consistent in the year and in consistently scoring and would outscore them, but I didn't think it would be a blow. I thought it would just be a back and forth game. You know, the interesting thing to me was when Smith got hurt, it was kind of like Sarkisian had every exotic play designed around him because when he went out, they kind of bogged down. And if he would have gone out in the first series or so, we could have had a game in the 20s or 30s, maybe. I don't know.
Look, Greg, I'm gonna disagree with that a little bit because I did not think that Bama bogged down at all after Smith went out. I thought that the only distinction is that they lost the big play capability that Smith gave them, but they just possessed the ball. Ohio State couldn't get the ball. Bama was going on 7, 8, 9 minute drives. I mean, the second half starts, you know, you've got to get the ball. You've got to create a turnover, get the ball. Bama holds the ball for 7.5 minutes and settles for a short field goal. Then Ohio State immediately responds, goes 80 yards in like a minute and cuts it to 38-24. And there's still 7 minutes left in the third quarter. And you're thinking, well, if they're ever going to get back in it, this is the time. They've got to create a turnover. I mean, again, Ohio State had 24 points with 7 minutes left in the third quarter. But unfortunately for them, Bama just, again, controlled the ball. So it was more like the offense was for Bama was still very effective. It just wasn't as explosive without Smith. And Bama went on these long time of possession drives, which was actually in their best interest, really.
Yeah, and in fairness, I did not watch most of the fourth quarter. I went to bed. It was just surprising me. The score was the same when I got up the next morning as when I went to bed. It was like 12 minutes left in the game when I didn't see the last. So they must have just held on to the ball.
Yeah, and Ohio State had some chances to score. They had numerous fourth downs. They had numerous possessions inside the 10-yard line, which they did not convert on. I mean, they threw a touchdown pass with this wouldn't have changed the outcome, but it would have changed the way the score looked. They threw a touchdown pass with like 10 minutes left. It was called a touchdown and put on the scoreboard, and then review took it away when it was determined that the receiver didn't have full possession of the ball. And then there was another play in that same sequence that I think was also reviewed at the back of the end zone. But Ohio State didn't. Ohio State had a 17 play. I forget the time on the drive that they did not score on in that possession. They wound up not scoring at all. And you know, and it was a game where you had to match. Ohio State had some things go wrong, but that's just part of the game. And they had to match on the scoreboard, and they weren't capable of doing it. So, because that's the game we're playing now. defense doesn't matter anymore. All that matters is, can you score 50 points? If you score 50 points and your offense is super explosive, you can win the national championship. Anything short of that, you can't win.
You're right. If you look at the ending score of every championship game, they're in the at least 40s. I saw a tweet, and I was at work. I didn't know this, but a couple of my Clemson buddies had said that you might be high on Georgia again. And I told him, I said, no, Walston told me he's not going to fall for that, go down that path again. There's no way he'll take Georgia in the playoffs next year. But is that right? You might be high on Georgia again next year, or you hadn't decided yet?
I haven't decided yet, Greg. All I've said is this. I think you're one of the teams that could sniff the playoff next year. If I was looking at it today, my national championship game for next year would be Clemson, Oklahoma. And if I'm thinking about other teams, I think Georgia is a team that's potentially in that mix. Have we heard anything with Gilbert yet? Has there been any announcement with Gilbert? Okay,
Eric Gilbert. Every tweet I see from Georgia, I'm linked into a lot of players. I don't know how it just happened, but I guess when you see that, it just. But it doesn't sound like they're expecting Gilbert to come. I don't know. Is he leaning toward Tennessee? But I mean, I saw tweets at first. They were like Ringo was saying, yeah, Gilbert's coming our way, and then. And then I saw him again say, we'll be okay without Gilbert. So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, look, everybody would be okay without Gilbert. But why would you not want the guy who was the number one tight end prospect in the nation? It wasn't his fault what happened at LSU this year. I mean, I honestly would think every damn team in the country would be beating at that transfer portal door for that kid. He's 6'6", 260 pounds, and he can run. I mean, and he has hands. I don't know. I don't know what's not to like about him. He's like a ready-made product that can immediately help your football team. Now, you guys have Washington, but I don't know what's wrong with having another incredibly dynamic player who was actually rated above Washington when the two came out together. And all along, I'm sure I've heard Georgia. I mean, why would Gilbert want to go to Tennessee? What would be the rationale? Why would anybody want to go to Tennessee right now? The Rats are abandoned that sinking ship.
Have no idea. I have no idea. But I have not heard any more about his lean or when that. There is no timetable on this transfer portal, is there? I mean.
No. No. No, so maybe he's going to transfer in 2027 when he or 30 when he has gray hair. I don't know. But, Greg, here's the thing. I don't know who or what you are, and until I have a better idea of who or what you are, I can't trust you. There's no way on God's green earth I'm going to sit here today and say Georgia's playing for the national championship. I think you have talent, but I don't trust your coaching staff at this point. I don't know who you are. I don't know from week to week what you want to be on offense. Should you be better on that side of the ball next year? Yes. Will you be? I don't know. I mean, I think you had a really tough game to start the year because you have a Clemson team who is well coached and knows who and what they are and what they want to be. Even if some of the personnel shifts, Clemson has an identity. The identity is what it always is. And so they're going to be ready to play that game. Will Georgia be ready to play that game? Will you have an established identity in terms of who and what you are? I don't think the timing of that game is good for you, to be honest.
You think there'll be spring practice?
Yes. I'm going to go into the assumption that at some point things are going to get better. But, in the short term, things, you know, might get worse. I mean, I'm more worried about these basketball seasons than I have been about anything else.
These 2 months are critical for a turnaround, which needs to happen. You're right. Yeah. Well, I pray for the nation that we do have a turnaround and so we can get back to normal. That sounds like fun stuff to talk about to me. But anyway, you take care of yourself, Walt.
Yep. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the call as always. Good job. Yeah. I mean, I think Georgia's going to be in the mix. I mean, right at this moment, if you ask me who the best team's going to be in the SEC next year, on paper, I'd have to say Georgia. I don't love any of the options, though. You know, people are always looking for the SEC to be down. It could be down next season. Because we haven't discussed the details yet. We'll discuss it with a review of Alabama or a preview of Alabama for next year. But Alabama's going to lose 8 or 9 starters offensively. That's a lot like what happened with LSU. Let me tell you about Priority One. For all of your security needs, just Priority One. We live in a dangerous world. It's just the way it is. And it seems to be getting more dangerous all the time. And it almost seems like it doesn't matter where you live anymore. That the bad guy can find you anywhere. I'm not telling you what to do. Security is a personal decision. I recognize that. I'm just telling you that in an increasingly dangerous world, my friends at Priority One are the best in the industry at what they do. And they're waiting to help you. So if you've decided that it's time to protect your loved ones, protect the people who matter most in this world to you, protect your employees, protect anybody who's important to you, it's time to call Priority One. Tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, ultimate professionalism. Oh, yeah, and they're great people. Donated $60,000 last 4 years to our Tigers for Tatas campaign. That's who they are. 288-1400. That's where you find them. Quick break.
Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Plenty of certified pre-owned Fords available now at Edwards Auto Sales and Walhalla. All have been through Ford's 172-point inspection program and come with extras like a 7-year 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees that you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit edwardsautosales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the Upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's race time in downtown Seneca. Go ahead and sign up today. Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K brought to you by Santee Cooper, along with 313 Cafe. Go online to Race for the Green. It's on Facebook. You can sign up right there. Special pricing going on right now. You need to go ahead and sign up. Start training today because we've got some great swag to give away this year. It's coming up March 13th. It's Seneca's Race for the Green, St. Patrick's Day Fun in downtown Seneca.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Rosewood Communities is bringing low-maintenance living to Clemson with new homes starting at just $299,000. Flexible floor plans and monthly HOA that covers year-round lawn maintenance, water to fuel a full yard irrigation system, amazing common areas, and weekly trash pickup. They're selling fast, so act quickly. Check out the model home at 225 Pendleton Road in Clemson or visit rosewoodcommunities.com for more information. That's rosewoodcommunities.com for low-maintenance, affordable new homes in Clemson.
Purple Haze with stores in Williamson and Clemson is committed to our customers and our community. We're raising money to help feed children in Pickens County, and we're inviting you to donate at the Clemson